This is JIS News. Coming up, Education Ministry to expand classroom spaces in 40 schools. School administrators urged to report teachers who engage in inappropriate relations with students, and Foreign Affairs Minister in Guyana for quoted meeting. Details after the break.
The care and protection of our children is everybody's business. The Office of the Children's Registry now has responsibility for the Ananda Alert System and stands ready to assist with the safe and speedy recovery of every missing child. Report cases of missing children to the OCR by calling 1-888-PROTECT or call the police at 119. Or email us at anandaalert@ocr.gov.jm with details about the child. Be the change. Help us bring our children home.
Now the news. The Ministry of Education is to expand classroom spaces at 40 schools across the island this financial year. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites says $1.35 billion has been earmarked for the expansion. The minister adds that greater emphasis will be placed on increasing spaces at the secondary level to allow more schools to be taken off the shift system.
This year, the facilities at Montpelier in South St. James will begin operating as a second campus to Anchovy High in 2014. Mount St. Joseph's Catholic High School in Mandeville will begin operating as a new grant-aided secondary school at the start of the next school year. Bel Air High School will be extended, and Sydney Pagan will be converted to a regular high school in order to alleviate the space shortage at the secondary levels.
The Education Minister was making his contribution to the 2014-2015 sectoral debate in Gordon House earlier this week. The Office of the Children's Advocate, OCA, is imploring communities and schools to refrain from protecting sexual predators who target children. Children's Advocate Diane Gordon-Harrison says since the start of 2014, her office has received increased reports of teaching professionals having sexual interactions with students. Mrs. Gordon-Harrison says predators must not be protected in the quest to preserve the reputations of schools or the good names of individuals.
It is people who make systems work. It is people who see the wrong which afflicts our children and come forward with information that can cause the various state agencies to do something about the problem. If you know it's happening, or as our law says, even suspect it, but because of fear, disinterest, or sympathy for the would-be perpetrator, you fail to do anything, then the hard, cold fact is that you are indeed a part of the problem.
Mrs. Gordon-Harrison was speaking at a recent awards function for teachers hosted by Kingston Bookshop. For the last quarter of 2013, the OCA received reports of 14 cases of sexual interference with children, allegedly by teaching professionals. In the meantime, Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites says teachers who prey on students should be immediately reported to the police by school administrators. The minister was responding to reports by Children's Advocate Diane Gordon-Harrison about teaching professionals reportedly engaging in inappropriate relations with students. Minister Thwaites notes that where the ministry has received reports of predatory behavior by teachers, it has acted decisively.
In the defense of teachers, sometimes malicious people accuse teachers of things which are, when examined, insubstantial. And it is a terrible, terrible wrong to take set against somebody you don't like and conflate some innocent gesture action as being sexual predation. However, the greatest danger is the vulnerability of the children. Any instance reported would be dealt with firmly, and the Jamaica Teachers Association stands with us in that conviction.
For the period January to April 2014, 22 reports were made to the Office of the Children's Advocate of sexual impropriety perpetrated against students by teaching professionals. And Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade Senator A.J. Nicholson is in Georgetown, Guyana for the 38th regular meeting of the Council for Trade and Economic Development, COTED. The meeting is being held May 9 to 10. Today's ministerial sessions will focus on developments related to the negotiations for a CARICOM-Canada Trade and Development Agreement and the implementation of the CARICOM Trade and Competitiveness Project, among other issues. On Saturday, May 10, Minister Nicholson will join his colleague ministers in exploring strategies towards the re-engagement of the private sector at the regional level. Minister Nicholson, who is accompanied by a small Jamaican private sector team, is expected to return to the island on Sunday, May 11. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.